the fourth day of the blessed month of Bashans, the departure of Pope John Ioanna the First, the 29th Patriarch of the See of St. Mark. On this day of the Year of the Martyrs 221, which is 505 AD, Pope John the First, the 29th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was born in Alexandria to Christian parents and was attracted since his youth to the monastic life. He became a monk in the wilderness of St. Macarius, and he was chosen patriarch after the departure of his predecessor, Pope Athanasius II. He did not accept, but was taken by force by the bishops, priests, and lay leaders, and ordained him on the 1st of Baba in the year 496 AD. After his enthronement, he gave special attention to education and preaching for the edification and steadfastness of the faithful in the Orthodox faith. He was the first patriarch to be chosen from among the monks. The Roman emperor in Constantinople at that time was the righteous emperor Zenon. For this reason, the hand of the patriarch was strengthened in spreading the Orthodox faith in all of Egypt. The emperor sent all the needs of the monastery, from wheat, oil, wine, and money, to renew the buildings of their cells and to restore their churches. All the days of this pope were days of peace and tranquility. When he finished his good course, he became sick for a short time and then departed in peace after he had been on the throne of St. Mark for 8 years and 7 months. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. On this day also of the year 882 in the year of the martyrs, which is 1166 AD, Pope Ioannis V, the 72nd Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was John, the monk from the monastery of Abba Yenis. He was enthroned on the second day of El Nasi in the year 1147 AD. He was a holy, righteous, and pure man. In his day, the Copts were persecuted by the Muslim governors and caliphs, and many were killed or sold as slaves. A monk named Bashuna from the monastery of St. Macarius was martyred on the 24th of Bashans in 1164 AD, and his body was burned, for he refused to change his faith. The bones of this saint were preserved in the church of Abu Serga. They also destroyed the church of St. Mina in Herat el-Rum, and the church of El-Zuhari and many other churches in different parts of Cairo, after they plundered what was in them. But God permitted these churches to be rebuilt by the Coptic layman Abu el-Fakr Salib ibn Mikael. The patriarch was arrested during the days of el-Adl ibn el-Silar and was imprisoned because he refused to order a metropolitan for Ethiopia instead of its metropolitan, who was still alive. The metropolitan's name was Anba Mikael el-Atfihi, who was ordained by Pope Macarius. The pope was released 2 weeks later because of the death of el-Adl. During the days of this patriarch, the word life-giving was added to the confession, which became, "This is the life-giving flesh that thine only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady." He departed after he had been on the throne of St. Mark for 18 years, 8 months, and 4 days. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.